This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
The United Kingdom is leaving the European Union, and my job is to get the right deal for Britain as we do.
Ah, yes, we return to the Brexit drama. Suddenly, it has all the twists and turns of a Dickens novel. That's British Prime Minister Theresa May trying to sound more clear about a policy she seemed to endorse, leaving the EU. But then she got all cagey, telling the British people it all depended on article this or paragraph that, that nothing immediate could happen. Markets were not pleased. Now, whatever deal emerges must go to a vote of both houses of parliament before it comes into force. The British pound rallied on that news after hitting a 30-year low on Monday. President-elect Trump praised Britain as smart for voting to leave and predicted that other European nations would follow suit in a conversation with Member of Parliament Michael Gove. Robin Wigglesworth is U.S. Markets Editor for the Financial Times and joins me now. You really need a Rosetta Stone for this one, huh?
Yes, I wish it was as enjoyable and as clear as a Dickensian novel, but unfortunately it's not.
So what do we know? I mean, what's happening here? The parliamentary referendum or the parliamentary vote actually sets things back, doesn't it?
Well, the two main takeaways from this speech was that people have wanted her to give a bit more clarity for some time, and we did get some more. The main thing is we're going to have what people call a hard Brexit. So there's not going to be some sort of halfway house where they go into a sort of arrangement like Norway or Switzerland or Liechtenstein has. They're going to go a clean break, so completely out of the European Union, and then they're going to try and negotiate some sort of association, some sort of trade agreement with the Europeans to make sure there isn't, you know, a complete economic Armageddon.
Do you think it's possible that, I mean, you know, President-elect Trump is so enthusiastic about Brexit and claimed actually credit for the whole thing at that golf course in Scotland, yes. I remember the day after the vote. Is it possible that he has already made a deal with May that there will be a bilateral arrangement that will soften the blow here and that she knows that going forward?
Well, he certainly communicated so to Michael Gove, who was a leadership rival of Mrs. May, but still sits in Parliament on the Conservative Party, whether that actually happens. And we all know that it's very easy to say, yes, yes, great new deal, we'll make an amazing deal. And then, you know, trade agreements take years and years and years to negotiate. And it's not just about, you know, I'll sell you a widget and you sell me your widgets. It's about tariffs. It's about regulations. There's lots of services. It's just a very convoluted situation.
Looking around Europe and other countries, of course, are considering the same kind of move. Based on what's happened just in the month since the Brexit vote, do you think countries are inclined to go down this road or maybe, yikes, stay away from it?
Well, we'll see. I mean, clearly the European Union is 27 countries and they're not all united on how they should approach Britain. There is an element of they don't want to cut off their nose despite their face. But on the other hand, they have a political incentive to make this as tough on Britain as possible because they want to keep their primary goal is to keep that club together. And giving the UK a sweetheart deal is not going to help them on that.
How's the Prime Minister, Theresa May's support in the Tories and in the Parliament?
That's pretty strong. I mean, she's got a comfortable majority. She's not elected. She hasn't won an election herself, but she's got a comfortable majority, and the opposition parties are generally in shambles. So the main opposition comes from inside her own party, these hardline Brexiteers and the slightly more reluctant Remainers that maybe would have preferred the UK to have some sort of halfway house deal.
So May is solid and the Brexit drama stumbles forward. Right?
Yes, we'll just have to see what happens. She'll put the final deal to Parliament. If that comes before and after an election, that might change the outlook. But for now, she's still sitting pretty.
Robin Wigglesworth, U.S. Markets Editor for the Financial Times. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.